Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Receive God's Favor in My Life, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Psalm 5:12. Do you think God's mad at you or believe he's punishing you? What about withholding good things from you? So many people look around at what is happening to other people, comparing it to their lives, and then feel like God doesn't care about them. Have you ever felt that way? But the truth is, all of the above is lies. It's the enemy lying to us about God and who he is, and we can't believe a word he whispers to us. He's a liar from the beginning. 1 John 3:8 describes how the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. We want to keep in mind that everything God tells us in his word is true, yet every word the devil speaks is a lie. 4 lies the devil tells us. Number 1, God is withholding his favor from me. The truth is, God isn't a withholder, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless. Psalm 84:11. Number 2, God loves other people more than me. Again, the devil is lying to us because God's word reveals the truth of him being impartial. 1 Peter 1:17, a father who judges each person's work impartially. Likewise, we can be assured, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James 3:17. Number 3, God doesn't want to help me. Especially during trying times, the enemy wants us to think God has left us and we are on our own. But Psalm 3:3 describes, "But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high." Number 4, God has withdrawn his favor from me. Although the devil wants us to believe that we have lost God's favor because of something we did or didn't do, Proverbs 8:35 tells us, "For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord." Likewise, Psalm 35 assures, "God's favor in our life lasts a lifetime, and as we grow in his ways, we continue to grow in his favor too. Exodus 33:13. Three truths concerning God's favor. Number one, I have God's favor. Rather than believe the devil's lies, we want to remember, because we belong to God, we have his favor. He doesn't withdraw or withhold it from us. As long as we live, for every day of our life, we will have the favor of God. Number two, his favor surrounds me. God's favor is like a shield around us, like a covering that goes wherever we go. Number three, God's favor blesses my earthly endeavors. We can have confidence God is blessing our daily undertakings, establishing and blessing the work of our hands. Psalm 90:17. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving me your favor to last my entire lifetime. I am forever grateful that I don't have to be afraid of losing it or fear you'll change your mind about me. Teach me, Lord, to know and believe every day of my life that because I belong to you, your favor surrounds me like a shield. Lead me in believing the truth of your word and to not ever doubt it. Free me from the lies of the enemy who tries to keep me from walking in your favor. Help me to discern his deception from your truth. Daily remind me what Psalm 23:6 promises me, that surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you for a lifetime of favor that establishes all the work of my hands here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.